Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the power of God, to let you know Jesus, I'm a Jesus man, Jesus will change your life, make your life brand new. Give you joy unspeakable, full of glory. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Sir Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost for your ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated this great, powerful gospel. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we're here on radio to be a blessing to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know Jesus will change your life, make your life brand new. Now, we start the message talking about from Genesis, the 12th chapter, walking in the blessings of Abraham. We're going to continue it through the rest of September into October. So we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Amen. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Now, Abraham couldn't see the natural with his physical eye where God was going to take him to. But he believed God, knowing that God spoke the truth. God wants us to believe him because God speaks the truth.
Man.
God, through Jesus, came to destroy the works of the devil. Yes, sir. That's why I preach salvation. I preach Jesus came into the world to save boys and girls, men and women from your sin. Not in it, but from it. Jesus' blood will take out that Adam nature of sin, place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, that do not want to sin, fill you up, run you over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire, preserving you till Jesus come back for you. Amen. You can't see it with your natural eye, but you believe it. Praise God. Obey. Pray. Ask the Lord to sanctify you through the blood. Let him breathe in your soul. Yes, sir. He'll do it for you. Praise God. Take out that Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature. Praise God. Yes, sir. Cause you to be born again so you can live right. Don't you know if you get sanctified through the blood of Jesus, you'll live right? Amen. People that guilty of sin is because their sinful nature has never been taken out. So many people get hung up on hypocrites, false Christians, false clergy. Amen. Clergy being child molesters, cult being a child molester, caught stealing the church money, caught committing adultery, caught committing fornication. Christians, amen, indulging in the sins of the flesh. Amen. Homosexuality, lesbianism, is because their sinful nature is still in their heart. And you cannot go to heaven with that sinful nature in you. Jesus come to take that thing out. Glory to God. Amen. And place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, so you can be born again. Be brand new inside out. Praise the Lord. When people got that sinful nature in them, they're going to do like the devil. They're going to act like the devil because the devil is in them. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when Jesus come in you, you will talk and walk like Jesus. We sing the song, to be like Jesus.
Amen.
To be like Jesus. Amen. How long to be like him.
That's right.
So meek and lowly. Like so humble and holy. How long to be like him. We need to be like Jesus. Praise God. Walk like Jesus. Talk like Jesus. People used to sing that song years ago. Said, if everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be.
Amen.
I love a world where everybody had Jesus. It wouldn't be no stealing and no robbing. Nobody defrauding, cheating people. Jealousies and things. Gossiping. Backbiting. It wouldn't be none of that. Glory to God. But when the Lord come in you, you will have love in your heart for your brother and your sister and your enemy. You won't be no enemies. Everybody be loving one another. It wouldn't be no racism. But everybody love one another. In heaven, there's going to be a mixed multitude of people, all nations, all races, loving one another. Wouldn't be no racism. Amen. 2020 has been a year of change. People talking about racism, talking about black against white, white against black, all of that stuff. I got news to let you know. God wants people to love one another. Amen. I'm not for that stuff. Don't you know the Black Panthers are satanic? The KKK is satanic. And that stuff is not going to heaven. But that stuff is going to be in hell, arguing and fussing in the fire. Amen. I don't go for that mess. I'd have love one for another. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Because I got Jesus in my soul. Praise God. I don't argue over Jesus' color. Because Jesus, amen, is pure. He's clear. And when the blood of Jesus come in you, he'll clean you up and make you pure and clear. And you can love everybody. Praise God. Amen. I love everybody. You hear me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You got to have that love one for another. Praise the Lord. Love people. Amen. And stop this, amen, hating folks. Because you can't go to heaven with hatred in your heart, hating one another. Praise God. Amen. You need to love people and treat them right. Glory to God. Amen. So, God told Abram in the 12th chapter of Genesis, to leave, and he left, taking his family, his cattle. Then he took Lot. Now, God didn't tell him to take Lot. There's a lot of people, when they start for the kingdom, instead of giving up all, they want to hold on to something. When you hold on to something, it's going to give you trouble. Lot gave Abram trouble. When you hold on to something that God didn't tell you to hold on to, it's going to give you trouble. You hear me? Glory. You need to give up the world. Give it all up and follow Jesus. Amen. Give it all up and follow Jesus. Praise God. Now, Abram went out, went into the land where God going to show him. Genesis 17 and 1, said Velvet. What did the Bible say in Genesis 17 and 1?
It said, when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but they shall be called Abraham. For I am for a father of many nations I have made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make the nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generation, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to be thy seed after thee.
Now God spoke to Abraham how God was going to bless Abraham to be a great nation. Multiply. He had many children. Don't you know God's way is the best way? But the devil wants to divert your attention. Wants you to hold on to that world. Let you know, death is out there in that world of sin. That world of sin is not good for nobody. But Satan plays tricks to try to hold people out there. God's way is the best way. Abram rejoiced because he believed God. Amen. God made him a great nation. A great kings came out from Abraham. Abraham is on even today. Now I was deployed in the Navy over in Kuwait. And an Arab was running the machine on the loading dock of the pier. Then I happened to ask the guy which is an Arab in Kuwait. I said, Abraham, your father? He said, yes. That's what he said. See, let me tell you, God blessed Abraham. And people honor Abraham because God told him that they would. When God said he's going to bless you, people got to bless you. You hear me? Because God said he's going to bless you. That's the reason why we need to believe it. Because when God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen just like he said. Amen. Just like we read, read about Abraham. It happened just like God told Abraham. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. People honor him because God told Abraham they would. God made them honor Abraham. Praise God. Amen. Because God said it. Because God speak the truth. If God said you're going to live, you want to live regardless of what the doctor said, regardless of what surgeons said, regardless of what medical science said. Because when God speak, he speak life. He speak the truth. You hear me? Glory to God. When the Lord said he'll save you from your sin, 50 so Galea, right? It will happen just like God said it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God speak the truth. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the devil wants you to doubt the Lord. He wants you to have unbelief. He wants you to feel like you got to live in sin all your days. He wants you to feel like that you can serve God in your own way. Living an up and down life. Straddling the fence. But you need to know, God wants you to be free, to come all the way out of sin. Amen. Serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength. Amen. Don't give the devil no time, but give it all to Jesus. Praise God. Jesus defeated Satan at Calvary. He whipped the devil at Calvary. Praise God. Amen. There's power in the blood of Jesus to go down in your heart and root out that Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature that's being born again. Praise God. That's the new birth. Praise the Lord. That's the mystery of the scriptures. It takes a God-sent preacher to dig that mystery out. There are so many preachers, God didn't send them. They're preaching what they done stole. Amen. Read. They don't have it on the inside. Glory to God. But when you get it on the inside, God revealed his mysteries to you. And you can, amen, preach it. Praise God. And you can live right. You ain't got to have no preacher being no child molester. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, so in our society, there's too many hypocrites out there. People, we need to separate the bad apples from the good apples. Amen. The world is so confused. when they see bad apples in the schools, they feel like that the whole school is corrupt. When they see bad apples in the police, they want to burn down police buildings and things, disband the police. When they see corruption in the church, among clergy, being child molesters and doing things they should not do, they think it ain't nothing to the church people. But I got news to let you know. God got somebody that's real. Amen. Not everybody's a hypocrite. Amen. I'm part of the real saints of God. I believe in living holy. I believe in living right. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are good police officers out there. Amen. That will do what they're supposed to do. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, they wouldn't be like that senseless murder of George Floyd. It wouldn't be like that. Praise God. Or these senseless killings around our country. It wouldn't be like that. Praise God. But a police officer would do what they're supposed to do. Enforce law and order. And preserve life. And as a last result, amen, it'll be, amen, deadly force. As a last result, when all others have failed, amen. But to preserve life, that's what a law enforcement officer is supposed to do, amen. But we live in an age where people like to rebel. They like to, amen, rebel against authority. And God don't like it, amen. These goat spirits out here rebelling. Praise God. Rebelling in the church. People don't want to obey the word of God. Want to have their way. You can't go to heaven having your way. But you got to do the Lord's way. Walking up the straight and narrow way. Praise God. God is concerned about every part of a child of God. He's concerned about you. How you conduct yourself in the streets. Those of you in the free world. He's concerned about the way you dress as a child of God. He's concerned about how you deal with your brother and your sister. He's concerned about every part of a child of God. That's part of holiness. That's living right. But we live in an age where people want to rebel. That's the spirit of a goat. Now, if Abram had to rebel, God couldn't have blessed him. If he had to rebel against God, said, I ain't going. Amen. Talking about leaving my family. I'm going to stay with my family. I ain't going nowhere. He would not have been blessed. Amen. Praise God. People rebel. Amen. Why we got to obey that word? Nobody don't obey this Bible now. This 2020. Amen. Let me tell you, glory to God. If you want to go to heaven, you better obey it. Praise God. Or else you ain't going there. Because Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. He said, no man come to the Father, but by me. Jesus is the only way to heaven. He's the only way. Amen. These other things won't get you there. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, and people, we need to understand, know that. But the devil wants to divert your attention away from holiness. Amen. And try to get it. Go to heaven your own way, with your own ideals, own religion. Praise God. But you can't go to heaven with your own ideals, your own religion. You got to go the way Jesus laid out here. Amen. Go by the way of the cross. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Get that life of Christ in you. Amen. Get that joy on the inside. Get the Holy Ghost on the inside so we can be able to make heaven your home. Called the Bible declare in St. Matthew 5:8, where Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Jesus wants us to be pure on the inside. Amen. Live right. Amen. Don't be like the world. Be rebelling. Be rebelling against, amen, authority. Be rebelling against the right. Want to be a lawless society. Amen. Look at people. Want to burn down the police department. Like I said in earlier broadcast, what you're going to do is someone, amen, violate you. Someone do something evil against you. What you going to do? Take the law in your own hands? What you going to do? Praise God. People, we need to humble ourselves. to the mighty hand of God. Be able to obey rules. Follow regulations. Amen. So you can make heaven your home. Because I love to obey rules. I love to discipline myself. Because I got Jesus in my soul. Praise God. And I want to follow Jesus. Put my trust in Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Now I know I preach like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Praise God. I'm telling you, Chris Christian going to sing his song, Put Your Trust in Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you, because amen, I believe in putting my trust in Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Trust in Jesus. Praise God. Put your trust in Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus will deliver you and set you free. There's no need to say, I put my trust in Jesus and still doing things contrary to his word. Because you're not trusting in the Lord like that. Just talking out your mouth. But when you put your trust in Jesus, you will give up the world. Give up sin. So you can be saved. You can be sanctified. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Ready for heaven. Praise God. Make heaven your home. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your trust in Jesus. Amen. You're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Amen. But we need to wake up. 2020 has been a year. I'm telling you, like no other year. Praise God. With all this going on, the coronavirus, praise God. Then we got the riots and all the amen, confusion. But we need to trust the Lord. Seek the Lord. All the rebellion going on. Because of the injustice that's going on out there. But we need to separate the bad apples from the good apples. Don't put everything in all in the same basket. Let you know, God got somebody that's real. Because if everybody was a crook, this world wouldn't exist. God got somebody that's living right, that's doing good. Praise God. And people, we need to know that. Look for the good examples. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, those, let them know, God, they need to listen to authority. Let them know, humble themselves is the way. Praise God. Lord, touch the people out there in the streets. Let them know, God, they need to listen to authority. Obey authority. Praise God. Lord, those that's in authority, let them do like they're supposed to do. Don't let them abuse their authority, but let them do what they're supposed to do. Amen. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Savelle.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. This song is said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he can do the same thing for you. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on or how bad something may seem, the Lord can fix it for you. He has the answer. He is the one that we have to lean on in these troubled times. So you believe that the message and the prayer that ever holds that's preached, that we need to humble ourselves on the mighty hands of God, that he would be the one to lift us up, to help us to be able to do right. And he would bless us even in troubled times. Those that have behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Like I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. No matter what you've done, Jesus can pick you up. He can restore you, he can revive you, he can redeem you. So you just put your trust in the Lord. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I challenge you to give God a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Velvet Andrew Ministry to go into the jails and prison as soon as we get the green light. Go back. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, now my beautiful pain, said Velvet saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.